When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Devin Simone, two-time challenge finalist, host of The Challenge Aftermath, and Real World Brooklynite.
And it's me, Davon Rogers. Now you know me from The Challenge and also from Big Brother as America's Favorite All-Star.
Woo woo! And this is MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Hey, Challenge USA edition.
Oh,
girl.
My, wait for it. Gosh, oh my gosh, that was,
girl.
Did you, like, I went through so many feels day.
Yeah, my eyes were sweating. I'm a thug, so I don't cry, but my eyes were definitely sweating throughout that episode.
By the end, I hadn't felt that emotional since Sheree Whitfield put on She by Sheree show. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. But really, like, okay, we have so much.
So much.
Let's back it up.
About.
Yeah, let's talk about the challenge daily. All right.
Nightly.
Thank you. When TJ put them in that truck, ma'am, what would you
in
have done,
in the pitch
Davon?
Black.
Yes,
what would you have done? Let me out. We in the middle of nowhere. I don't know where we are. I have no family here, no friends, no nothing. He's going to put me in a pitch black truck and tell me to trust you? What? No, let me out.
And then swimming. I mean, to me, I feel like the truck was scary, but okay. But then when he was like, you going to get in that water that you can't actually see in.
That's out.
And swim in that.
Because we don't know what's in there.
Right.
That's
see,
out.
Right. Can't.
And they don't know me and I don't know them. And they're going to be looking at me. I'm going to be looking at them. And no, that's out.
You're not going to have some creepy crawlers all up on me. Nope. Nobody. Nope. Okay. Now, Angela's strategy on finishing that puzzle.
Oh, girl. Like, I get it, but that was ultimately her downfall. Angela is a runner, so she could have went and got tire for tire, and she could have done it effortlessly.
Right.
So I just feel like, I don't know, she bit off more than she could chew with that, for sure.
I mean, and I know you don't have, and people talk about like, oh, you're not giving clocks and watches on the challenge and da-da-da, and like, that's part of the reason why, is because it makes you a little more discombobulated. Because I imagine if she really could see a hard time, right? Like if she knew, oh, wait, we only have 2 hours. I've been here for an hour and 97 minutes. Don't worry. Don't come at me. I know math. I know that's not a real thing. But if she had seen that, I feel like she would have moved on. But maybe, you know, when you almost got something and you're just like, oh, I'm so close. I'm going to finish it. Like, that's the reason why I'm late all the time. I feel like, so I'm like, ah, oh, let me get this one more curl. I'm going to manage to get it done.
Though. So my thing is, she could have gauged the time by the laps that other people were
that's
taking.
Fair.
Like, even though
that's
you're in
fair.
Your zone,
that's
you
fair.
Do see people running back and forth because you're in competition. So even though you're focused, you still see that. So if Alyssa is on lap 7, okay, damn it now. The puzzle is done. We got to get moving.
Angela, I tried to give you half a point, but Davon said no.
I'm not.
Yeah, no. No, that was a real struggle. And props to everyone, really, like, and all the girls, because they were busting out to be pulled out in the middle of the night, doing all the swimming. They did multiple laps. They had a lot of tires, a lot of points. It was actually a really fun challenge to watch.
Yes, it was really good. Enzo said, my favorite color is blue. That's the lowest number, sir. What are you doing? The lowest points. But do you live your favorite color life?
You know, I can't. We saw, I feel like, Dom kind of take charge. Like, people that I feel like maybe we're slightly sleeping sometimes in the challenge dailies, we're really showing up.
They woke
in
up
this challenge daily. And Sarah, so what I did like about this is we got to see Sarah for the first time this season, I think, really help someone else when she assisted Kayla. And we'll get more into that in a minute. But we saw her do that. And then when we get to the elimination part, did you think that Tyson was going to manage to manipulate Sarah and Dom? What do you think?
No, because like I've been saying, Tyson is not the one that had the pull. It was Angela. And this episode, if no other episode, showed you that. Because the minute her hands was tied and she had no strings to pull, no nothing to do, it did not go her way. So that's Tyson true. Was never running anything. She was. And I know a lot of people like say, well, why you give her all that credit? It's in the watch
that's
the
true.
Show.
She definitely was. That's true.
She was running was it. This mastermind. Is the one time she did not have an opportunity. Her hands were tied for the first time. And it did not go her way. So you can't tell me Tyson was doing nothing. He was talking.
That was fair. I mean, she looked up at him when we saw her down in the arena, though. And then the name was said for Alyssa. It's like she cut a look to Tyson, almost of like disappointment.
Like I expected dude, I thought you to. No.
Yeah, I expected you to have that. And Dom looked so gleeful. We hadn't seen him look this gleeful all season because he knew that he was really, he was the one in charge for real.
Right.
Because right. the other votes were split. And also, can I just back up? Angela was running things because Tyson showed his lack of logic for a moment. When they were sitting in the deliberation chamber, they said, well, Tyson, who do you want? And he was like, well, I want Kayla. And then Sarah was like, well, I want Alyssa. And then one of them asked, like, well, what do you think is going to happen if we can't agree? And Tyson was like, well, I think they'll just go to a house vote. Or they, fool, you have, like, maybe that would be true if there were just two of you, but where three or more are gathered, then the third person is going to be the deciding vote. It's like he didn't even see Dom as, like, I'm like,
everything starts to show. This is the final. We down mm-hmm. to the wire. Everybody, the smarts or lack thereof, everything is starting to show. Everything mm-hmm. is coming out. And even, let me tell you something. And when Sarah got nothing from Angela, that moment was such a golden moment. She was
what
like, my opinion is, when they were in right, the deliberation. Right, right. Mm-hmm. And she was like, how I feel, what I want, my opinion is irrelevant at this point. So I'm just going to get up and walk away. And she got up and left. And Sarah was just sitting there like, I'm in power. How is it that you are being powerful while I'm in power? It was amazing.
On one hand, Angela's point was valid because, yeah, they're not going to give her, like, I think...
At all. They don't even like her. She don't even like her.
Yeah, they're not going to give her what she wants. Plus, they already knew what she didn't want. Like, so I understand that, but the getting up and walking away sort of showed me a sense of entitlement that I feel like I had seen a little bit throughout the show. I don't know why that bothers me. It just does. And Sarah, we've seen it in previous episodes, right, where it comes across that way, at least watching mm-hmm. it, right, where she says she's the biggest and the baddest. And then with Angela, she has earned it, to be fair, in playing this game. Like, she has, you know, but she came in entitled. Like, she came in episode one sort of acting like
Desi
she's gonna be the
with
winner
her diamonds.
Right, with her diamonds, like she was gonna win, and we still see it up until this point, and it's like, girl, you did miserable on that last challenge, one, but two, I don't know, I just like a little bit of humility. Maybe that's me,
but see, I didn't get entitlement. I didn't get that. What I got was, I know you don't like me, and whatever is gonna happen is gonna happen, so let me just go on about my
but
business.
See, the walking away
the
seemed entitled. Like, the walking away was like the equivalent of slamming the door in someone's
face. I'm not about to sit around people that I know don't like me.
We're gonna have to work on your political strategy. That's why, my friend, you have not made it to
maybe
the final.
It's because the purge took me out. That's why I didn't make it. Mm-hmm. But no, you're absolutely right. Because my last season, no person took me out. I won all my eliminations.
But even you getting, how many of those eliminations were you voted into, Jay?
Because of my partner.
We're gonna work on your political strategy. Like I said, we're gonna talk offline. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry, listeners. We got it. We got
Jay
covered.
She's gonna
cover
right.
in the
it's
blood.
Okay. She's gonna get me right.
I feel like Angela shouldn't have walked away. Just the way she did it was a little arrogant. The same way Tyson was arrogant and sort of assuming that, like, his vote, like that they just got this, which was just not accurate, clearly. I will say props to Enzo for finishing the water portion in the dark, because
I was about to say what water portion, but you're right.
In the dark. Okay. We haven't gotten to the final yet. In the dark, because look, I like to swim. I'm not afraid of water, but I would not in the dark in this swampy. Nah. So it props to him. He managed to at least get that part done. Let's move on, though, to the final. I would say let's talk about the actual elimination game, but seeing as how it only lasted 2.5 seconds.
Yeah,
and
it ain't really nothing to talk
point.
About.
So yeah, let's talk about the final. Oh. Going into this final day, who would you have thought would be first and second place for guys and girls? Okay, so we have the top 10 that are currently, this is before Ben gets dequalified, medically DQ'd. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Ben. We love you and hate to see that happen. Who would you have thought would be the first and second place for guys and girls when they all arrived at the final?
So here's the thing. If you had asked me this like a couple episodes ago, I probably would have said Angela and Tyson, right? Okay. But then we saw Angela under pressure of a puzzle, and that's the equalizer. And so going into the final, it's anybody's game, because that puzzle is a hit or miss. It can trip you up. The toughest, the baddest, it'll trip you up. Mm-hmm. Sudoku took out Tyson, okay?
Right.
So it's anybody's game. I couldn't put my money on anybody.
Okay. But before you knew all the, like, So you're saying you wouldn't have even put Sarah in second place?
Dang. Would I have put Sarah in second place?
Yeah.
Before going into
the like when they were at the starting line, right, and TJ's just talking to them and you had to place bets on.
Oh, because she got to do that first. She got to do that first leg by herself. I definitely would have thought that she would have won that first leg. Absolutely. Because she was itching. She didn't want a partner. She was like, this is what I've been waiting for. Like she'd been saying, seven continents, seven countries, seven this, seven that, seven meals, whatever. Right. That's her thing. And so she was like, I need to do this by myself. And so when she got the opportunity to run that leg by herself, I said, oh, yeah, go ahead. Do your thing.
Yeah, I definitely feel like swimming would be one you'd want by yourself. I mean, poor Desi.
Desi,
sending our love. I mean,
my heart broke. She was shaking. Oh,
she's like, I can't even look at Enzo right now.
She said, I don't have any kind words. I was like, look at you. I would have called him everything but a child of God. Like,
you would have been more memes, Day. You would have been more memes.
She was so classy about it. Like, oh, Desi, my heart broke.
To get out and not because you didn't try, like, that's just
it had
rough.
Nothing to do with her. Had nothing to do with her. Mm-hmm. Oh, my heart.
That's so tough. Now, for all the other quitters, though, okay, have something. I mean, these,
you know, the only person who I'm not upset with, well, the only people who I'm not upset with are Kayla and Justine. And I'm going to say it. Justine might be one of my, even though she didn't win, she might be one of my favorite people this season. Just because every episode, I'm like, she's like the little engine that could.
Yeah,
I always agree. Find myself, especially in this final. Like when she had to do that leg with the memorization of the numbers by herself, she didn't quit. She didn't tap out. She went on and did it. She came in last place, but she did it. You know what I mean? And they fought until they couldn't fight anymore.
So I agree. And I'm going to say, and I may get some like, not like for this, but I'm just keep it real. So I agree. And I think watching this, I feel like this is one of the hardest finals I've seen. I will say that. Mm-hmm. But also, look, I've been there. I get it. I've been in their shoes. And you keep going till literally, not until you think they're going to fall off, but till the wheels actually fall. Like, so for Ben, for example, like, that's not a quit, right? Because he couldn't do it. Kara, we saw her in a season of Free Agent. She really hurt her hand. And she was ready, to keep going. Even though they were trying to tell her medically, like, she shouldn't keep going. Because it's like, I'm not going to stop till the wheels actually fall off. And so I would have loved to have seen that from more of the players, but I also understand that it was hard. And it also seems like maybe mentally they weren't quite prepared for what TJ's finals are.
Well, I'm going to say it because I feel like Tyson shouldn't have gave up. I don't think his body gave out. I don't think
his hands were shaking, though. We saw his hands were trembling.
I look at Sarah, okay? And I don't care. I feel like he got to a point where he said, I don't have to be here. I got what I want at home and I can go home. I don't have to be here. And he got up and left. That was arrogant. That's what I think.
And we actually have, as I'm sure you guys have guessed, the Challenge USA champs on the episode today. Yep, including Sarah. And we talk about how we've ridden on her all season. We talk about it. We have Danny as well. But before we get into that epic interview, we got to do side eye of the week and week of the week, Day. So why don't you kick it off this time?
My side eye of the week is Enzo. Okay, listen.
We knew that was coming.
I get it. The swimming, it's tough, it's cold, it's hard. I get it. But you knew what you signed up for. So for you to just yell out, I quit, it was embarrassing. I'm not going to lie, it was embarrassing. This is the second time you've quit this season. It's embarrassing. Yeah, you won Hall Brawl. We proud of you. Congratulations to that. But you have quit two times this season. And in the final, where it mattered the most, this is where you were trying to get to. All of this, I'm going to do it. Nothing else matters once I play this. And if I win this and I come back, then we starting over. You did all of that. Ooh. Huffing and puffing just to come here and quit. That's a problem. So you have my eternal side eye, because that's a problem.
Dang,
I don't appreciate eternal. That at all. There were several challenges that I'd done. I got hypothermia. I got pneumonia on both of my seasons, and I didn't quit. So it's a problem. I had a huge side eye.
Ooh, deep breath, Day.
Period.
She told us how she felt. Well, Enzo, I'm sure you can feel that side eye from wherever you are right now.
Period.
My side eye of the week goes to Angela. It goes to Angela because again, going back to this sense of entitlement, to think that you can just move around the rules. Nah, man, that's not how it works. And then to have a lack of ownership in confessional where she's like, you know, I was just being strategic and I got penalized. Nah, brah, you broke the laid out rules. That's why you got disqualified, ma'am. Like, I just... the area. Although I will say this, it was nice seeing emotion from Angela this episode. I do want to give props where props is due because she has been an ice queen all season, which also makes it hard to kind of root for her a ton. But seeing the genuine sadness when she was against Alyssa was touching. It really was. And so it was nice to see that she really has feelings and like cares and was really in the game, sort of heart, mind and soul, even if she did then go and think she could opt out of TJ's final girl. If nobody has done it in the 38 seasons of the challenge or whatever, you can't start now. Sorry.
You know what? I'm so glad that you said that because when she had that phone call with Tyler, her fiance, that's when she cracked.
That's when she cracked. And that
she
was
cracked
nice
when
to
she
see
talked
too.
To Tyler. She cracked when she talked to Tyler and then they put her up against Alyssa, which made her crack more. And so it was just like, it's like the being the ice queen is her strength. And they found her kryptonite and she just started cracking and cracking and cracking. And so we saw that unfold. She started cracking.
She definitely started cracking. But that strategy really cracked because it was not very good. Who was your wink of the week, Day?
Oh, my wink of the week is going to be my wink for the season. And I've already said it is going to be Justine. Coming into this, she came in Love Island and a lot of people downplayed them because, you know, they didn't come from a competition show. They came from a love show. So a lot of people really didn't, you know, and she came. And like I said, I always call her the little engine that could because she just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And I always love watching her compete. So she's going to get my wink of the season. Like, I'm so proud of her. Even though she didn't win, I'm so very proud of her. Wish you would have came on the podcast, but I'm so proud of you regardless.
All right. My wink of the day. No, how about this? I have a wink of the day, I have a wink of the week, and I have a wink of the season. Okay. My wink of the day, you will never guess it. I never thought I'd be saying these words.
Is it Dom?
No, girl. It's Sarah. It's Sarah.
Oh, Sarah.
And listen to this interview and you will understand why it is actually Sarah. I know. Yeah, I'm just as shocked too. But there is a reason why Sarah is my wink of the day. And my wink of the week is the Sudoku puzzle, because they really, you know, fought hard in the challenge and beat pretty much everyone except for our challenge champ. So shout out to Sudoku and whoever put together those particular puzzles. Also, shout out to the weather, because the weather really played along in this final, you know, going through all four seasons in one final. Like, shout out to that. And then my wink of the season is TJ and his wardrobe. We love TJ. Someone DM'd me about TJ's grandpa vest the other day. I was like, you need to talk about TJ's vest. I think it was from like last episode. But we just loved, I love TJ. And I felt like towards the end of the season, we really got to see more of that funny TJ personality that like we know and love. And I don't know why I care about his wardrobe, but I love seeing how he mixes it up or doesn't mix it up. Sometimes he also looked like he had a fresh cut for the finale. So props to you, Teej. We love you so much and your crazy finals. And you guys are going to love this episode. It is what you have been waiting for this season. You know we keep it real, just like we do in every episode. So, you know, we thought Sarah was scared to come on the podcast because at first she like dropped out. But she made time on her vacation. She came on. We also have Danny on. You won't want to miss it. You find out so much behind the scenes, what it was actually like going through what was arguably one of the hardest challenge finals in history. We also have a very special surprise in this episode as well. But y'all gonna have to keep listening to hear it. So, special edition of Pick Your Poison. So many great things. It's gonna be really, really good.
Oh, this is our last episode of the season. So, with that being said, I just want to give a wink of the season to our listeners.
Yes,
like,
guys.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, supporting it, promoting it, like being engaged with it, rating it, like being there. Y'all are so dope and amazing. Like, the love you guys give Devin and I are amazing. Like, it's amazing. Thank you so much.
Shout out to Hot Dog Heather, who gave us a review recently, and Ern Huffman, Sean D as well. Like, appreciate you guys. T.NYC. Thank you guys so much for listening. Kiera, who tweets us every week. We appreciate
Kiera!
We appreciate you all for sure. And, you know, make sure you keep listening because we do have some surprises coming down the pipeline. But first, we have some amazing surprises for you in this episode. So we want to dedicate this episode to you guys and make sure you stay tuned because you won't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
What's up, guys? I'm Brendan Schaub. If you love everything mixed martial arts, I'm talking UFC breakdowns, UFC picks, ONE Championship picks, Bellator, PFL, you name it, your boy breaks it all down. Tune into The Schaub Show, available every Monday wherever you listen to your podcasts. The Schaub Show. Enjoy.
Challenge USA champs.
Woo!
Two of them in the house. Congratulations, you two. Good on you.
Yes!
Can I just say,
thank you.
Sarah and Danny, I'm not going to lie, I didn't see it coming, but
from
I also teared up watching
riches.
Your journey. Yeah, from broke to riches. You
poor
guys, we're so
palace.
Excited to have you here.
So y'all didn't see this coming, you said? Wow.
No.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. Danny, we keep it real here. We keep it 100. Nah, bro, we didn't see it coming. And Sarah, for you, it's like, I mean, now looking back on the season, it all makes
Devin,
sense.
Devin, I've
in
been
the beginning,
telling you the whole season, girl. I mean, how many more times did I have to say it?
No,
right?
Sarah, all season, you were getting
you
all hard,
it.
No bite.
To be fair, Sarah, you did say it. And I will be the first to admit, you can go back and listen to the episodes. I was like, if Sarah gets in our face one more time about how she's the greatest and does not win a daily, and yet, Sarah, you deserve every, I will be the first to say you deserve every ounce of your win. Seeing you fight through that, both of you, was
amazing,
legit emotional. Like, both of you.
I appreciate
so
that.
Excited.
Thank you.
Yes, Sarah, we've been itching to get you over here because all season,
baby
girl is barking and not biting. I need her to bite.
Yes, girl.
When is the bite coming? But baby, you went through this like, oh my gosh. This final was yours, mama. And oh my gosh, it was so good to watch.
It was so good. And there was so much going. So I want to dive right in to this and ask you guys some questions. So Sarah, all right, so we get to the final and then, you know, Ben gets automatically medically DQ'd, which is heartbreaking.
Terrible.
Like I can only imagine. So now there's uneven numbers. Sarah, when you saw you were going to be alone in the first leg of the final, what was going through your mind?
Right. So like one side of me was super happy because I'm like, okay, if like my partner can't swim, then there's no way they can eliminate me. But also like, I mean, you can see our breath. It's freezing cold out there. The waves were so big and, I'm not going to lie. I like hit panic at one point in the water and I'm by myself. And so, Enzo's fear out there was real. And it sucked being alone, but I mean, being in Desi's shoes, that would have broke my heart.
I know. I can't even imagine. Danny, how was the swimming for you? Because we didn't even, I feel like there were so many things we learned about you.
This episode,
Danny,
oh my gosh.
We'll get into. But we didn't even get to really see you react to the water. Were you having a really tough time too? Did you breeze through it? Like what, what were your thoughts?
Oh yeah, no, the swim sucked. Like Sarah said, the waves were crazy. I looked to the right when Sarah was having her panic moment. And I was like, all right, listen, if Sarah's panicking and she's just a little ahead of me, then that means I'm going to live. But that 500 meters felt like 1,000. It sucked. The waves were huge. I was super tired, but I can swim. I'm just not accustomed to swimming those types of distances. So it was tough, but still had confidence that I was going to get it done.
And approximately how long did it take you guys to finish that? Because that's the thing we miss sometimes too, watching these finals. And I feel like, you know, especially the armchair, like quarterbacks, you know, who love to watch the challenge in the final and be like, that wasn't that hard. I could do it. And people watching don't necessarily get how strenuous some of this stuff is because it has to get edited down for time. How long do you guys think you actually spent in that first leg?
Yeah, mine is whatever Sarah's is plus about 2 to 3 minutes.
I would say probably at least 15 minutes in the water.
Okay.
That's like 2 hours.
But then again, I have no clue.
Right.
But it was bad. Like I just remember any time you would want to take a break, like a wave would hit you in the face. And so you couldn't breathe. And then the goggles kept fogging up because like your face is warm, but the air is cold. So I'm not going to lie. It was terrible.
Wow. I know we're talking about the final, but I cannot pass this moment. Danny, when you got the opportunity to FaceTime your beautiful, beautiful little girl and Miss Kiki, your wife, like how did that feel after not being with them for so long? What was that feeling like to finally be able to see them and hear their voices and hear your daughter laugh and just how did that feel?
It was amazing. So, and then this was my second time having to do it because I was on Survivor last year, and she grew so much over, you know, the 55, 56 days that I was gone. So it was happening again. Like, she's starting to say words. She's starting to be able to kind of communicate with you a little better. Mm-hmm. And I can feel that I'm missing it every time that I got to see him. So just her seeing her being able to kind of respond to what I was saying. Did she understand it? Not sure, but she saw that her dad was excited. So she was excited. So it was probably one of the best moments that I've had in my life.
Oh, as a parent, when I get to see other parents talking to their children, and I know the feeling, and it's just like, we just wanted to get to our babies. We want to hurry up and knock this out and get to our babies. Sarah, how did it feel being able to talk to George? I know you have a son, right?
Yes. Yeah, so he was 7 when I was gone. And, you know, I've played Survivor 3 times. I didn't have him the first time I played, but so he's been through it 2 other times. And his whole thing was, you know, he doesn't ever watch the shows because he takes his mom away. And plus then if we're out and if people like stop and say hi, he's like, do you know them? And I'm like, no. So he really doesn't like it. So his whole thing was, you can go, but you have to win and you have to buy me a PS5. So
I know that's
the
right.
The whole time he's asking. And so when I got to call home, I said, buddy, I'm going to get you a PS5. Oh. And then my husband was like, what? And I'm like, yeah. So, you know, that was so.
Does he now have it, Sarah? Does he?
He does.
Okay, good. Yep. Good. Okay.
So, yeah, the whole time everybody's playing for $500,000. I was playing for a PS5.
PS5.
They were hard to get to for a while. Yeah,
they were heavy searching for that PlayStation 5. I was like,
they were so hard to get. Sarah, okay, so during this whole season, right, we hear about, and some of the guests that we've had on the podcast, we've heard about all of the epic things that you've done regarding training and marathons on different continents and all of that. Coming into the challenge, did you anticipate it being a cakewalk? Did you anticipate it being as hard as some of the things that you had done? What was your expectation? And then ultimately, what was your reality? Like, how would you describe it now?
Right. So, okay. Going in, I thought it was going to like be brutal the whole time. Mm-hmm. And that's like what I was prepared for. Like I feel like my mental toughness is top notch. And, you know, then like our first challenge is something that my grandmother could do.
You know, not grandma. Okay.
Well, she could though. And
yes.
And so, you know, and then we have like trivia, which I know it's a staple of the challenge, but, and there's like driving in a car. And so I didn't feel that anything was really pushing us, to where I'm like, dang, like, I feel like I overtrained for this. Like, this isn't really what I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. Definitely the mini final and the final, that's what I had envisioned the whole time. But seeing TJ's final, they can't do that because it'd be over in 2 episodes then.
Mm. You're saying
doing
like, it hard. Everybody would quit if it was that hard, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, they can't just throw that at you. So I get it now. But it was definitely frustrating in the beginning because it does. Sometimes it felt like, you know, carnival games where it was like out of our hands. Mm. So it was just kind of stuff like that. But that's also part of the game. So I understand the format a lot better now. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. But at the time, it was definitely frustrating.
Danny and Sarah, this is both for you. So Sarah, what you just kind of described, right, is where you felt like the daily challenges were not nearly as intense as you had been expecting. And even just based on the feedback of some of the guests we've had on the podcast who were like, oh, I think one episode Desi was like, I didn't even feel like I worked out that day. So I went home and did a workout after the challenge. And Davon and I were like, what? But do you feel like that sort of cushiness that was happening or perceived cushiness in the daily, that was maybe the downfall of your fellow competitors when it came to the final? Like, do you think that they kind of had in their mind that they knew what to expect and then it hit them like a wall? Or what's either of you all's sort of estimation as to why so many people dropped out and some quite quickly?
Man, because they was dropping like flies.
Yeah, I don't think it was that it was cushy. It was just a really, really tough final. And then once you got to the top and it was cold, and you're not accustomed to being able to deal with those type of temperatures, especially while you're wet. It's tough for you. I played in Chicago, so I was playing in negative 10 degree weather. So I had some kind of understanding of like what you have to be able to take to finish that type of challenge. But if
you
never,
you were so calm. Yeah, you were,
I mean,
so,
through the whole
you
process.
Were like a Zen master, Yoda Buddha man. I don't know. You just were so chill. Like, was that the pro NFL athlete that we're seeing? How did you maintain? You were the only one that we didn't really see crack during the final.
Yeah, I think it's that experience. I played in cold weather. I've been around those type of tough situations, having to fight through, you know, some of the toughest things that I've been through in my life. And that all comes with what I've done for my profession. So it wasn't going to shake me. And if it was shaking me on the inside, I wasn't going to let anybody else see it, because as long as I'm looking tough, then somebody else is going to be super nervous. Like they were when I left, like, all right, well, everybody started to look a little shaky. So they all just kind of fell one by one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You are the definition of never let them see you sweat. Cause we didn't see nothing.
Or freeze. You didn't let them see you sweat, freeze, nothing.
Yeah. Well, you took off running.
Well, let me tell you about Danny freezing though.
Ooh, tell us, Sarah.
So I get done and like I finish like the next day after Danny and I go in, there's like this indoor area and they're like, hey, we're going to put you in this room with Danny's in here. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I go in and Danny is like taking off all of his clothes. He's in the sleeping bag. The doctor's like putting his feet in warm water.
Oh, wow.
And Cheeky, if you're listening, don't worry. It was too cold. I didn't see anything. I'm just kidding, Danny. But I'm like, dude, we were froze, like hypothermia cold, because we've been wet. Like they never gave us a change of clothes. Mm-hmm. So like our wetness began at the food challenge when our socks got wet and our boots got wet during that. Mm-hmm. And so they never dried all the way till the next day. And then we're walking through like ankle deep glacier water.
Oh,
so yeah. Danny was cold, but Danny didn't show it.
I was freezing. When it was over, oh yeah, that's when I let the feeling come in.
Sarah, you said you finished a day later?
No, that was a joke.
Oh, I was about to say, oh my God. Wait, tell me more. Because I ain't never been to a final, so I don't know nothing about that life. So I believe you.
One day, Davon, you will one day.
Who said I was going back now? Hold on.
You're going back, Davon.
You understand my sense of humor someday. it takes a while to get there.
Well, I'm learning.
I did have some questions, Sarah, about the finish. I had a couple questions for you guys. Okay, so Sarah, you came up looking very refreshed when it was you and Danny on the mountain talking to TJ. And at the time, it seemed like you still thought that the others were in the running or that you left. Did you go like freshen up? Because girl, your skin was glowing.
Right.
You she like lip warm. Look. I know you look great. So, okay, like, how did you look so good at that moment at the end?
So, you know, I get up to this top of the mountain and I've seen the finals and like TJ's out there and everybody's like telling everybody good job as they're finishing. Mm-hmm. I fucking get up there and I'm by myself and I'm like, oh, I did that bad, huh? I'm so terrible at this. Not even TJ will come out and be like, good job, girl. And so, so I go in and like I said, Danny's in the room and whatnot. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, where is everybody? And Danny goes, oh, I don't know. Maybe they're in a different room or whatever. And Danny's like, well, I finished first. I, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I go, well, I was in last by far and I didn't pass anybody. So there's nobody in between us. And we're sitting there and everybody in the room's looking at us like, come on, you idiots. Like,
put it together.
And then we're literally looking at each other going, wait a minute. Did everybody quit? And we're like, no way. We're like, no way. And then me and Danny are like, whatever. So then they go, hey, we got to go back and shoot that with TJ now. And I'm like, the fuck we do?
Right.
they want us to put all this wet shit back on and go out there. I end up wearing the doctor's pants. I have a different.
Oh,
like,
that's hilarious.
I got some other guy's t-shirt. Like, yeah, we.
You were like, I'm not putting that cold stuff on.
Period.
I don't blame you, girl.
No.
I do not blame
you. I don't care
you.
Nothing about continuity. And look.
Right.
You were like, we're winners now. We're going to do what we want to do.
Right.
The
show is over.
Food challenge, you guys. I'm so curious about, first of all, I don't know if I've ever seen them do a vegan food challenge like that. Like, usually it's like bull testicles or just, you know.
That was for Angela, something. I think.
Yeah, I know. So, but it's fascinating. And on one hand, I almost feel like you'd think it'd be easier, sort of. But tell us about eating that onion and lemon juice, you guys. Like,
and
please describe that. Yes, and the garlic. Describe that experience for us viewers.
Let me tell you something. That it may look easy, but I would challenge anybody who watched that to go get elephant garlic, because it wasn't just regular garlic, it was elephant garlic. So it was the biggest garlic that you can get.
Oh,
and
wow.
A huge white onion. Sit down and try to find out how to get that down. It was brutal. So the first few pieces are easy. I'm like, I'm just swallowing elephant garlic whole. So I get the first two.
Wait, you were swallowing garlic whole, Danny? Man,
yeah, I was like, this is the way I'm going to get it down. Stomach. And the third one got stuck. And I was like, this isn't going to work. So then you have to make yourself chew this onion and this garlic. It was horrible. So it may look easy because it's onions and garlic. I know, compared to, like, you know, Rocky Mountain oysters.
It didn't look easy though. Don't worry. It looked easy the moment you guys sat down, but then the moment you guys started taking bites and all of you guys were vomiting, which that was a gratuitous edit. We did not need to see all that.
It was terrible.
That we did not need to see all that.
Oh my gosh.
It definitely didn't look easy, but I've never thought of how hard was the lemon juice supposed to neutralize it?
Yeah,
did it help
at all? I think so. I could tell you when we're sitting there, like literally it was burning our taste buds off of our,
oh my gosh.
Like it took a while for, I know our taste buds and our tongues to recover. Like, they were straight up burnt off. You couldn't taste food for, I think a good week at least.
Oh, I don't like that.
No, but I remember at one point they were like, oh, how's it feel? And I go, I would rather be hungover every single day for the rest of my life than feel like what I feel like right now. Like, wow. That's how, like, the sick feeling it was giving. Like, it's like an intoxicating feeling of onions, though, but not in a good way.
And then you smell
it. How do you feel
it
about onions now, guys? Have you eaten them since?
I eat onions all the time because I boil crawfish. See. So
okay. So
come on, crawfish.
There you go. There you go. Not permanently traumatized. Okay, so something that was traumatizing, but in the best way possible. Sarah, your face when TJ was talking to Angela.
Oh, my
about
gosh.
Being disqualified. Your face, ma'am. If I could actually get that framed, I'd hang it on my wall because
really?
It was so. You were so expressive. Please, I want to hear from you, Sarah, and I want to hear from Danny. Like, what are your? Did you see that coming? Had there been chatter about that? Like, throughout that night when she just opted to go to bed, like, what were you thinking in that moment?
Baby girl said, I'm
right.
Gonna sleep.
So when the night starts out, like, the boys are all out there and then Angela is, and you see she comes in after like a half hour. Well, Justine, Kayla and I, you know, hadn't really gone to sleep or anything. We were just finally getting our stuff off. And she's like, yeah, I'm, you know, my back is just going to be shot tomorrow if I have to do this. And I'm just going to opt out and take last and I'll make up the points. And just, I want to clear the air too. Let's say Angela was allowed to continue point wise. Cause then she would have, if let's say she beat me in the final, I still win. So just, we'll get that one clear because I had 17 points going into that. She would have only had 14. I would have only been 2 points behind her, therefore 1 point ahead. So just FYI, if we want to go the route of, well,
and
I got
there's
screwed,
the petty Sarah we saw all season.
They're going to turkey bone. Devin, the turkey bone has arrived, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not petty. That's
no, okay.
Facts.
Look, first of all, Sarah, being a smidge petty is not a bad thing. It's spicy. Well, we're a little petty on the show.
You call it petty, I call it facts.
But I feel you in the air, though, because you know what? That means you're aware of social media and you know that they will try to add it together and say, well, she probably would have lost if Angela would have
continued.
But
it doesn't matter. Eve, add it together
so
or not. She didn't finish.
Correct.
She did not finish, period, point blank. So that makes someone a loser.
But you know, social media is the land of what if. So that's why she's clearing it.
Yeah. Thank you, Davon.
No, I get why you're clearing it, but I'm just saying I have that much more respect for you, Sarah, and that you finished, period. I don't care what the numbers would have been. If you quit, you're a quitter. Done. And strategic, she said she tried to do it strategically. Strategic usually means smart. That obviously wasn't a very smart move.
So, yes.
There's a little bit of petty in there. I'm happy to be a little petty.
We could be the petty princesses.
I love
Devin,
it.
Devin, let's what? Play together. Davon, you can get in, but you're going to have to start being petty too, girl.
Davon is the queen.
Who? I'm the queen.
But, Sarah came to play. I'm so glad that you
made it. And it doesn't cut. I think it just doesn't come across well on TV. I've played 4 fucking TV shows, and every time I look like I'm I don't know.
Yes, Sarah, you definitely look a little cray, girl. You were not. Right. We do a thing here called side eye of the week and the wink of the week.
I'm well aware.
And you got side eye a few times.
Yeah, we've been on you all season.
Well, I go, at least I'm winning side eyes because that's the only thing I'm winning, right?
That's true. That is true. They count for something.
Danny, so Dom had said that you saved everything for the final. And I agree.
Right.
Because we didn't see you in any episodes prior to the ones leading up to the final. All we heard was Kiki.
We saw Kiki more than you,
was
Danny,
the house guest in the house, right? And so I want to know, it was that strategy. Did you do that on purpose? Mm-hmm. Or is that just kind of how the cards played?
I think it's a little different just because, like, I've gotten everything that I wanted out of my professional career. So I'm literally on the show just to get the money. So you won't see like the big TV moments and all that stuff. And once TJ said what we had to do to qualify, I know all I needed to do was beat these people in one challenge. And I was I was good. So wasn't worried about the carnival games because they don't correlate to what the final really is. So everybody's like, this person's great. Oh, they're great at this, they're great at that. And I'm like, nobody's climbing on side of a truck in the final. Nobody's driving the car blindfolded in the final. So everybody's stressing about those, the individual dailies. And I'm like, once I'm in, I'm good. I know exactly what I can do. I know exactly what the final is. And that is made for me. This other stuff, I'm not stressing.
Like Danny and I have the winner's mindset. Like if you've ever like looked that up, and that's where, like, you know, we just go. And we believe and we know that we can do anything. Mm-hmm. And so, like, failure or not winning those challenges doesn't faze us because we know what we can do. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if it doesn't come to fruition, then whatever. But at least we were set up for success going into it. So, you know, and at the end of the day, would you rather win every daily challenge and lose the final?
Right.
Or lose every daily challenge and win the final? I'm going to win the final.
Should we ask Angela?
Yeah.
I will say this because I know on all these podcasts, I'll be hearing y'all talk about who's a beast and who's not. And that's why I say this. I just don't think it correlates to being a beast in the final, which is what really matters, versus being a beast in trivia.
Or to be clear, Danny, we never said that you weren't, and also don't hate on trivia. It's one of the only solo dailies I ever win, okay? So when you guys go back for that champs edition, if you want to do some trivia practice, call me.
Call Kylan.
I swear.
Don't
call Kylan. Kylan's going to call me.
Except for Madonna.
No, Kylan's supposed to call me, Davon, because I knew all the answers. Kylan would still be on the show today if he had called me. But Sudoku is one thing I can't do. Danny, how the way, again, you calmly see Tyson's hands there shaking, and you're just like, cool, all right, yeah, I'm done with my puzzle. Like, both of you, the Sudoku, and especially, yes, Sarah, because you also were just coming off of wanting to give up at the puzzle that was just before Sudoku. So then when you get to Sudoku, I mean, were you stressed out more? Both of you, walk us through your mindset during the Sudoku portion, since that wiped out literally 99% of the cast.
Well, yeah, I've been telling everybody that I'm not just a pretty face. I mean, I got it upstairs, too, and I can finish a Sudoku puzzle. But no, I saw that, and I'm like, I knew I wasn't going to quit at that point. Pressure was off for me because I thought I got last, but just because I get last doesn't mean I'm going to quit. Like, I literally thought I got last place, but I would rather get last place and not quit than quit.
100%.
Cause you got 100%. A PlayStation to buy, huh?
Yeah, damn straight. Right.
Anybody got time to be quit?
Right.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
And Danny, what about you? When you saw, you talked about you had a Sudoku book you were gifted before Survivor, right? And that you had been practicing that. Did you bring that book with you to the challenge house? Had you looked at it at all in preparation?
I didn't bring it with me. What was crazy is we got to the final and they were asking me in my interviews, like, what type of puzzle would I want to see? Literally, I said slide and Sudoku. All right, it's like so if you want to catch
so
up with
rigged.
Me, no, if you were behind and you had to catch up because I kept telling them I'm not good at puzzles, they said, what type of puzzles are you good at? You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that happened. So when I saw the slide puzzle at the beginning, I'm like, okay, we rolling. And then we had the Tangram, whatever. So I did good at that one. But when I saw Sudoku, it literally took me back to, we were on Survivor. We had to do 17 days of quarantine before we even got into the game. Mm-hmm. So we're just in this hotel and they gave us all these puzzles, all everything that you could think of. And this book is like 300 pages long. So I probably did 150, 200 pages of Sudoku over that 17-day period. So when I saw it, I'm like, hell yeah. This is the time. And I was ahead at that time. So I'm like, no way I'm going to let Tyson beat me because he got double points. Like, we got to figure out a way to get this done. So it just, you know, sometimes it just works out that way, man. Sometimes you pray and sometimes it comes through.
Mm-hmm. Danny, I'm telling you, this final was yours to lose. I mean, the first three legs, you were first place, right? Back to back. And then you got a little caught up and then you was like, hold on, Jesus, I see it. It's a ram in the bush right there. The ram is in the bush with the Sudoku puzzle. And you just went for it. And then, like, it was a wrap. Like, at any point, let me back it up. When Tyson was doing that puzzle and he did beat you, and you came up and saw that he was gone, did you feel a little bit of defeat, or did you feel like, nah, I just got to get him?
No. I figured that I would have another shot to do a puzzle. I watched a lot of the challenge, so I knew it's not going to just be one puzzle and then you run to the end. So I figured it would be another opportunity for me to get it. Once Dom told me that he wasn't that far ahead of me, I was like, okay, here we go. He can't do that much jogging. Eventually, it started snowing, so your footing wasn't going to be good enough for you to really just sprint away from me. So I figured I still had a shot.
Woo, the snow. Tell us about the snow. Because y'all started talking about the weather conditions. And I'm like, okay, I can deal with that. But when y'all said snow, I said, oh, that's it for me. So what happened? How was that?
Man, let me tell you about the snow, okay? So me and Sarah do our challenge. And then they give us, like, I think it was before or after, but they gave us a change of clothes. They gave everybody boots, everybody these big jackets, everybody these long pants, because they knew it was about to get cold outside. Well, they tell me they can't find a size 12 boot in the entire South American region, right? So I'm wearing Under Armour shoes, these same training shoes with the you know, little holes in the top. So I don't have
not protection.
Yeah, so I don't have the correct shoes at all. So once we got to the snow, I was like, all I can do is walk. So I need this guy to literally be stuck at the puzzle. If he's not, then I'm in trouble. And, you know, thankfully he was. But that snow, once we got up there, I was like, we are high as hell. And you're looking over the side, and there's no bungee cords. There's no none of that. So if you slip, you're done.
Oh, you're on.
Yeah, Danny, we're coming down the mountain in a Jeep when we're done. And Danny and I were both like, can we just get out? We know we just walked up, but we will go back down, because if at any time I thought I was going to die, it was on that ride down. It was scary.
He was speeding down. Yes. Kiki would have paid if I was sitting
down. Period. Right.
You would have been locked out. Sarah, looking back and seeing yourself standing at the puzzle, shaking, like that moment before Sudoku, when you were kind of just like shaking, it looks like you were taking a breath. It looks like you were maybe thinking, you know, how much farther can I go? What would you say to that version of yourself now?
So what was going on is, you know, like the overnight portion, you know, you got to see most of it, but not all of it. And so all of our clothes are wet. We're soaked. And then wet clothes with the cold, and it was raining that whole night on us. Well, Dom and I, we actually stayed up the whole time. We never went back in the tent after I came out the first time. And
why not?
We would just, because one, I needed to win that leg. And then Dom was on the verge of like, and I knew I had to keep an eye on him to keep him going. And I needed him to finish this. So he also was chafing, like the clothing we had, it was either way too big or way too small. And Dom started chafing like between his legs horribly. And if you see him walk, he walks like bowlegged.
Yeah, he was waddling at one point.
So in the challenge, so imagine like when you're chafed, and you should have seen it afterwards. So this guy, every step he takes, and I'm like, I can't go in and rest because I have to be out here, that if he stops, I have to tell him either keep going or I'll relieve him. Yeah. So I'd be like, you make 5 or 7 or 10 trips and then I'll do it. And so Dom and I actually stayed outside the entire night. So we get up to that puzzle and it's so cold and we haven't eaten anything either. We've been up, you know, we're going on like, I think the whole final was like 36 hours. And I feel like at that point, I truly was hitting hypothermia because I was standing at that puzzle in the rain.
Right.
So when I'm over next to the wall, I'm over there to try to get out of the rain because I'm being wet. And they're like, hey, you know, you got to come back over and do the puzzle. I go, well, I'm going to, but I go, I'll stay here all night if I have to. I'm not going to quit.
Right.
My thing was, I was just trying to get a little bit warmer, but that wasn't making me any warmer, you know? So yeah. And then after I complete that, I remember walking up, and if you look up the signs of hypothermia.
Oh, I had it on the show.
Right. So get this. I'm like walking up the hill after that. And I see this thing off to my left, and it looks like an old, like Jeep Wrangler, headlight. Right. And I'm like, why would that be here? Like, how in the hell would that get here? And I'm walking, I'm just like staring at it, you know, and you always hear people like on, like when they're like, oh, I was stranded at sea and I saw like a ship, but there was really no ship. I'm like, man, why is that there? And all this stuff's going through my head. As I get closer and closer, I get to a point where I can reach out and touch it. It's a block of wood. Like, it's a stump. It ain't a light. Like, wow. I'm going, what the heck is going on?
Yes.
And I'm going, I'm not functioning right now. I'm not mm-hmm. like, and it didn't, I didn't understand what I was going through until we were done. And I'm like, I see. That's why you can't, the puzzle and picking up the pieces, and you don't have the dexterity, and it's extremely difficult when you're in the early stages of hypothermia. Like Devon, you know, you've been there. It sucks.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this is one of the hardest things you've ever done?
No.
Girl, what do you be doing? What do you be doing?
Ultra marathons.
Not I mean, about to play.
I ran 7 marathons in 7 days on all 7.
Oh, we heard.
So, yeah. Well, right. Well, I mean, you asked. It's not like I'm sitting here bragging.
Okay.
I mean,
but it didn't look like a walk in the park towards the end of that final.
So is it the hardest thing? No. Because I mean, running 7 marathons in 7 days alone is extremely mentally fatiguing. Honestly, anybody can do anything. Like girls, you guys could go do 7 marathons in 7 days on 7 continents.
I'd miss the flight. I wouldn't be there on time.
There's the difference when people say like, you can do anything you put your mind to. Well, most people can say those words, but there are very few people that actually believe those words.
Right.
And once you believe it, your life changes.
It's all
and
mental.
So you'll see I seem really arrogant and whatnot. And like, oh, I can do that. Well, but I believe that though.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm successful, is because I don't think there's any, I know like in the grand scheme of things, I'm not the best at everything, but I believe I am. And that's how you become successful, because then you're not holding yourself back at all. So if I don't win something, all right, well, next time I get a shot at this, I'm going to do this differently. It mm-hmm. never knocks you down. Mm-hmm. And so for me personally, you might be like, well, you're crazy if you think that. Well, I truly believe I'm the best at everything. Like, and that's what keeps me going.
Well, that's not why I thought you were crazy. I thought you were crazy because you was down there with that damn chicken bone. Okay.
Devon never let that go.
Stop. Danny's going to be like,
no.
You just want me to get
that's
up.
That's what I was.
Can I clear the chicken bone thing? First of all,
please.
I like the turkey leg chicken bone deal. Let's stick with that. Keep this one between us, Devon. But so what was happening there is Enzo was like, you know, we had gotten through some of the challenges, and he's like, man, you know, they're giving us like rappelling and trivia. He's like, it was something like cobras, or, you know, fucking biting the heads off of cobras. So our thing was grabbing a cobra by the neck and biting its head off.
The inside joke.
Yes. So okay. I'm not even doing it to Tyson. I'm so everything I do down there, which it's fine. So I look at Ben and do the cutthroat, like they're done. And he's like, yeah. And then I do the bite the head off a cobra at Enzo. And so I'm actually addressing my people I'm not talking, but it's fine. I mean, it makes good TV, but, and let's run with this chicken leg thing. But ultimately that is, like,
I mean, I never thought it was a chicken bone, but it was something.
Right.
But
I thought it was a turkey
it's
bone.
A cobra, but.
So, okay. So now we know it's cobra.
Well,
I do want to know from both you and Danny, now that you guys are officially challenge champions, congratulations again. Who from the main challenge cast, because we have a lot of legends, right? Who from the main challenge cast would you want to run a final against? And perhaps actually which challenge champions?
Oh, easy. Davon and Devin.
I'm not a champ.
You know you beat us. You know you beat us, Sarah.
No.
I will say I am a two-time final completer.
Girl,
okay, so
I
have done two finals and finished two, but you definitely would win. Who are we kidding?
No, that's not true.
I am America's favorite house guest. That's it.
You're our favorite too, Davon, and the mayor of Twitter. But who would you guys want to run against in a challenge final from the main cast, guy and girl?
Danny, you want to go first?
Listen, once again, I'm only here to win the money, so I'm not trying to prove myself against whoever I think the biggest and the baddest is. So you tell me who a man, name
Danny,
a man.
That's not how this works. We're setting you up for future shows, Danny. You've seen the challenge. You know how it works, sir.
All right, let me go at it.
Give me a retired man and woman and tell them to come out of retirement, and that's who I want to go against.
Oh, so you want to do all-stars? You're going straight to the old people's camp.
Yeah, I'll do that. I was in the middle of in the ages on the house now, so I could be considered old or young.
Okay. All right. We'll sort of accept that answer. Sarah, who would you want to run a final against?
Like, who would I want to, or who do I think would be, like, tough to beat? Like,
ooh, I like that. The tough to beat.
Okay, so, like, from the guys, I would go with... Wes, CT, Bananas, or Jordan. And for the women, I would go with Kara, Devin, Davon, and Laurel. Gosh, hey.
This is a different question than what y'all asked me, just so you know.
Yeah, that's true.
No, you just didn't answer it right. That's what it was.
No, we asked who See, would you and want
that,
to run again.
Here's, girls, that's why I get all the shit that I get online, too, is because I just answer the questions.
You do.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you do. And so Danny, even if, say, politicizing.
No, right.
Sarah said, like, who would it be tough to beat, or who do I want to go against? Now she's answering who are the tough competitors. I know who the tough competitors are.
Oh, yeah, well, you interpreted that question that way, Danny.
Danny's still playing. The show is over, Danny. You won. It's over.
No. Come on now. You know it's not over. We champs. We got other business to take care of.
Just in case they listening, huh?
Absolutely. So don't give no motivation.
Yeah, just plug in the names on whoever listens and reaches out. We'll do voiceovers. Give me a list of names, and I'll just say, Laurel, Kara, Tori, Anissa. You just plug it in there.
Just go down. And John A's now back champ.
John A's the boss.
Yes. I've got to shout out our girl, John A.
Yes.
Love her.
And she's a mom. And she, not that being a mom, but I'll tell you what. Like Danny and I was the only, after Tiffany left, I was the only mom in the house. And so being a mom and having to be gone, and I'm like old compared to them. It was really difficult. And so, like, John A, she's a mom and she does it, and it goes out there, she kicks ass. Danny, he's a dad, he's got a little one at home. I just think that amps up our drive. Like, we have so much to play for.
Right. And that explains why you were so insane, because it was like, look, you taking my baby's PlayStation now.
Yes.
Now you playing with my baby.
Sarah had Cobra saying everybody's going to go down.
Right. This ain't about the money.
Enzo.
This is about this PlayStation. Right. Stop playing with me.
I'd say the only person that was more intimidating on this season of the Challenge USA was Kiki.
I mean,
Kiki McCray had left a presence. She was spoken about in every... That girl got more airtime than... Was it David?
No, get I think
that.
It was
oh, no. David. Oh, no.
I like David, too. Oh, no. Come back to
time
the show,
out.
David.
You want to know how popular Kiki is? It was to the point that we got done, right? And we get back to wherever we were before we went to the mountains. And so we're ordering food and we're like, all right, what should we get? And there's this that's on like Uber Eats or whatever. And there's a restaurant called Kiki's. We straight up. Yes, everywhere. Yes. Yeah. True story. Danny, Danny, true?
This is absolutely true.
Uh-huh. And we ordered, so we had to. We like Kiki, we ordered food straight up because the name of the restaurant, but not because the name of the restaurant, because of Kiki. Like,
I love that. See, Kiki, Danny, that's how is you know everywhere. That's how
rib.
You absolutely. Kiki is everywhere, and she's everywhere, including this podcast. So we're so excited to have Kiki here. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Can I say I'm starstruck? I want your autograph, Kiki.
Yes.
You are the myth, the legend, the moment, the
we
icon.
Need Kiki merchandise.
Yes. Yes. We're going to talk about that. How does it feel to be such an essential part of this show
and podcast?
It's crazy. I mean, it's surprising. I still get surprised every DM, every mention. I'm just really like, oh, this is Danny's thing. I always reply with, thanks for being Team Danny. And they're like, girl, we're Team you.
Right.
But Kiki is such, what I love about it is like Danny would talk about how Kiki's such a fan of the show. Mm. And like she knows the people. And she, you know, and that's what I think is awesome is that like, you know, Danny's getting this opportunity, but it's almost like Kiki's more of a fan, and then Kiki got it too. You know, so that's cool.
Oh, do y'all smell? I smell bloodlines. Do y'all smell bloodlines? I smell bloodlines. Do y'all smell it? I'll babysit
Start a petition,
Zoe.
You guys, let's make that
Zoe
happen.
Zoe can come come play with Cadence. I'll babysit Zoe, but I smell bloodlines.
I told Danny, I said they're gonna have to have my baby and the nanny at the resort right door. I can't leave her. No, but yeah, I am a super fan. I was so excited. When Danny told me he wanted to do Survivor, I was like, all right, you could do Survivor as long as you do the challenge. Like, this qualifies you for the challenge.
Yes, girl. Spoke
it. Do the Survivor only once, and the name of the game is the challenge.
Spoke that.
And here we are.
I love that so, so much. How did it feel watching the show play back and seeing how many times you were mentioned and just the adoration that your husband showed for you, you know, throughout the whole season?
Yeah.
I mean, it was really good. At first I was just like, is that the only thing you're going to say this episode? Like, come on, bro. What do we talk about? But no, I mean, it was cool. His admiration for me is not a surprise to me. I mean, come on. But I did appreciate that he was able to showcase young Black love and not being ashamed of showing that you love your wife and that you love your woman. And it was cool to be with one person and really like her.
Yeah.
Danny, let it be known. Don't DM me. Don't talk to Kiki. Gonna respond. Kiki is gonna respond. Don't talk to me. No. I know that's right. I loved it. I loved it.
He was trying to save the people, honestly, because Danny is really, he's the nice one. He's conflict avoidant. He doesn't want the smoke. And me, on the other hand, you know, we're opposite.
Come on, she wants all the smoke.
Yo, I love it.
Me and Kiki need to play Bloodlines.
Period. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God, I would watch that. I would almost come back to the challenge for that. Just so I could get a first hit. I'd be eliminated in round one.
I would fuck shit up. Like, we'd both be in jail. Not me losing my job for the 10th time.
Oh, we just got some tea. Sarah, you got to come back on episode, bro. I feel like you got stories you want to tell. Speaking, aside from Sarah losing her job for the tip time, we have a little segment that we like to call Pick Your Poison, where we have three fan questions that were sent to us by fans using our hashtag AskChallengeUSA. Now, one of them is from Twitter, which is where Davon is reigning mayor. One is from Instagram, and one is from Reddit. They range from boring to extra juicy. The catch is we're not going to tell you which is which. So, Kiki, as our very special guest, ma'am.
Yeah.
We want you to pick your poison. Do you want a question from Twitter, Instagram, or Reddit?
Oh, God. I just told Danny Twitter is so messy. Instagram is safer, but I just told y'all.
Davon, get your place.
I just told y'all I want the smoke, so I'll take Twitter.
Yes, girl.
You know what? I'm looking at this Twitter question. Twitter, what's wrong? Y'all got me out here looking bad. What is this question?
Oh, Lord.
This question is so, it's, y'all, it ain't, man, boo.
Oh, okay.
Who is Kiki's favorite challenger?
Outside of Danny, I mean.
Yep. Right.
Yeah, outside of me.
Outside of your man, girl. Outside of your man.
Only challenge you would say or all of the challenges?
No.
All of the challenges.
Oh, my favorite guy.
Kiki, this one's easy, girl.
Sarah, don't be doing your intimidation tactic. Put the python down or the cobra down.
It's a cobra. Favorite,
turkey bone.
My favorite turkey bone of all time is CT. Like, I loved it from when he was young and out of control, and then he came back with the dad bod, and then he got married, and he recreated himself. So yeah, I always love CT. He's my favorite guy.
He's a lot of people's favorite. Go on, CT.
He snores really loud. Oh, loud. Man, after sharing a room with him, that man snores so loud. So loud. But CT is great. We love CT too.
Yeah.
All right. So because this is a very special edition and we're talking to two challenge champs and Kiki, we are going to do a pick your poison for Sarah and one for Danny as well. So Sarah, pick your poison, Twitter, Instagram, or Reddit, ma'am.
We just did the Twitter one.
One was for Kiki. Oh, that was Kiki's collection of questions.
But it doesn't take you off the table.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm not on Reddit or Twitter, so I'll go with Instagram just in case I have a fan out there. They wrote in.
So in case I have a fan out there. Instagram wants to know, Sarah, when are we going to see that hall brawl against Enzo?
Ooh, right? I told Enzo, I go, boy, he didn't even know that went on. But I said, boy, you don't want any of that because Sarah wasn't going into that hall brawl. Vicky was, and he knows.
Now who is Vicky?
Oh, well, there's Vicky, and there's Nikki, and there's Ricky.
Hell, we don't have to have Sarah
back. We're the Vickys. She's got it.
And so David had an alter ego called Jamal. And Jamal would come out at night.
Jamal.
And so then there was this dance-off we had one night, and Kayla and Sarah just shut down Cash and Justine. So then they're like, oh, and then so our alter egos became Vicky and Nikki.
Okay.
So, all right. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. So I'm down, Enzo. Let's go, bro.
And then Danny, pick your poison for you, sir. What's it going to be? Twitter, Instagram, or Reddit?
I don't like Reddit. I'm going to go to the Twitter first.
Look, challenge Reddit. We do love you here. Don't listen to Danny. We love you. All right. Your question, Danny, is who is the worst castmate to live with? Like, and why?
Man, Cashel. Cashel, let me tell you something.
Oh, Lord.
No. He wasn't in there that long, but I'm sitting down on the couch. We're playing the game or something. He come up. He put his bare feet on the table, black at the bottom, and he's like twiddling his toes right in front of my face. And I'm like, bro,
oh, no.
One, I don't like feet. Two, this is super disrespectful. If we anywhere besides this house, me and you gonna have to have words because we need right. We need to start setting some boundaries. It was probably the nastiest thing I experienced on the show.
Ooh, we got to see serious Danny here. We done waited all season and through a final. We finally, okay, all right.
Challenge. Don't play with nobody else's feet.
I don't come feet either.
Well, we get you not playing with feet, but we're so glad that you, all three of you, came to play with us here. Woo! On the official Challenge podcast. Thank you so much for making the time. Sarah, where can they find you when you are not ripping off cobra heads? Where on social media? Can your fans find you?
I'm just on Instagram and at Sarah Lucina, all one word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it. And Danny, where can I find you?
Yeah, IG is at Danny McCray 40, and on Twitter is Danny DMAC 44.
And Kiki, we already follow you, but you know, no, where can they find you?
Where can find you?
At Kiki McCrayway on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm not going to share my TikTok because it's a little janky. But
okay. It can't be.
Everybody hate no TikTok. I like it.
TikTok is there. TikTok's a hater.
No, she
man.
Said her TikTok is janky. Not TikTok. She tried.
Oh!
Why you got to put her on blast like that, Danny? Now everybody's going to go look for Kiki.
They're going to go search her. You know these fans are worse than the FBI. Right, they're going to find her. They're going to find it.
Congratulations again, you guys. You know, it's been a wonderful season to
wait,
watch.
Hold on. We heard all of this talk about Kiki. You won all this money. What was the first gift you bought her?
Yeah.
Hold on.
What was the Kiki gift?
You don't have to answer.
Whoa. Oh, okay. It ain't none of our business. Never mind.
She shut that. See?
Y'all,
never mind.
Home to a whole lot of credit card charges.
Yes, girl. She ran well up. Deserved.
House looked totally
you were the
back. I said, man, look, where am I?
You were the mastermind of that season, Kiki. So well deserved on your win. And Sarah, we are so glad that you came to share your side of the story. It's been so wonderful chatting with you and getting to know you. Danny as well. Like, it's been so fun. Congratulations again on not quitting. And I don't know if you guys realize this in the moment, but I guarantee you for years to come, it will resonate with viewers. You will hear messages from fans about how you inspired them because you guys didn't quit. Yeah. It was an emotional final to watch. Genuinely happy for all of you guys and cannot wait to see you represent Team US frickin' A in the first ever Challenge Global Championship. Thank you guys for being here. And Sarah, you don't get side out of the week.
Oh, come on.
You get wink. Please, you get wink of the
last,
week.
This is
you
the last get, one, right?
Please. I'm not winking her because she came out here trying to read
Have
me.
You given side eye to anybody else?
Enjoy your vacation.
You get the wink of the week.
Well, I wrote come on, down. I don't want the wink.
See, Sarah, this is...
Well,
see,
don't
this
give
is,
her nothing. She already
thank
won
you.
The money.
See, let's this, Sarah, is why people were side-eyeing you during
okay,
the season.
Okay, I'll take the
okay?
wing. I'll take the wing.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thanks so much, guys.
All right, thank you,
guys.
You all. Stay fun.
Thank you for
thank
coming
y'all.
To hang out with us,
yes,
y'all.
Yes, anytime.
Yeah, you guys were so awesome. Thank
anytime.
You.
Anytime.
What's up, guys? I'm Brendan Schaub. If you love everything mixed martial arts, I'm talking UFC breakdowns, UFC picks, ONE Championship picks, Bellator, PFL, you name it, your boy breaks it all down. Tune into The Schaub Show, available every Monday wherever you listen to your podcasts. The Schaub Show. Enjoy.
That was a great interview with Danny, Sarah, and Kiki. I feel like just like the episode, I went through all the feels in this interview.
Yeah.
What do you feel, Day?
Such a good interview. Oh my goodness. Just having Sarah come on and hearing her perspective mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. having Danny and Kiki together. Like, I see why he be talking about her. Like, he really mm-hmm. love that woman. Like, I love mm-hmm. it. And she loves him back. Like, it's so beautiful. This was a great, great way to finish this out.
We said we were going to do it. We said we were going to get Kiki on the podcast.
And we got her. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We did. That was a big get.
Yes, but we got it.
We definitely did. Another big get is getting you to post on YouTube. I'm just kidding. I had
you
to do it one
what?
More time,
Dad. I just... For the road. For the road.
To do it one more time. Where can they find you on social media?
Social media. You can find me on Twitter at DayDayVon_. You can also find me on Instagram at DayVonDiane_. TikTok, DayDiane_. And then you can find me on YouTube, despite what Kiara and Devin have to say. You can find me on YouTube at DayVonDiane. Now, where can the people find you, Miss Devin?
They can find me in the comments on Davon's YouTube. They can also find me on Instagram. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. So Devin Simone. They can find me on Twitter, Devin Simone. And they can find me on TikTok, Devin_Simone. But I don't really post there that often. Also, you can find me on, I have an Amazon channel. So, and I live chat with people there. So follow me, DevinSimone.com or Amazon.com/DevinSimone. Follow me there and we can talk in the chat on one of the videos. It'll be pretty fun. And if you liked this episode, by the way, rate and review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Do tell a friend. Keep leaving those reviews. Everybody sees it. Yeah. You know, the people that need to see it, cough, cough. And we love it.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you guys check out The Challenge on MTV, CBS, and Paramount Plus.
And we will see you next time right here on MTV's official Challenge podcast. It's your favorite place to be, right, Day?
I'm here.
You know what? By the way, this episode was brought to you by Kiki McRae. Kiki McRae, the real winner of the Challenge USA.
Yes.
What's up, guys? I'm Brendan Schaub. If you love everything mixed martial arts, I'm talking UFC breakdowns, UFC picks, ONE Championship picks, Bellator, PFL, you name it, your boy breaks it all down. Tune into The Schaub Show, available every Monday wherever you listen to your podcasts. The Schaub Show. Enjoy.